KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. You're listening to The Hardline with Mike Reiner, Greg Williams, and Friendly Cobra on Dallas Fort Worth's original all sports station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
A little bit before 6, here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Hey, a little petty theft action takes place this week. And that would be Thursday night at the Hard Rock Cafe down on McKinney. On that particular night at that particular venue, they've taken to having bands like Petty Theft.
You ever played there before?
No. No. But we will this Thursday night. I believe Downbeat is slated for around 9. And the plan is to do one very lengthy set. So join us at the Hard Rock.
I'd love to.
Petty Theft.
I'd love to.
Thursday night.
You know how I like to support you, Ron? I always like to come out to your gigs.
Mm-hmm.
Can't make it Thursday night. Sorry.
Bummer.
I know. You know what I'm doing Thursday night?
What?
Diamond Talk.
All right.
Me and Kevin Scott. We're doing Diamond Talk Thursday night. Otherwise, I'd be there. I'd love to support your band.
Well, movie watching is a sport, a very wise man once said.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to movies, this is the show. And I believe a couple of us attended the theater.
Yes, two
this
separate,
past weekend.
Two separate films that the Hammer and I saw.
We did. Right.
The Hammer.
I'll lead off because mine was the number one film in the land. Yours is the sleeper hit of America. I saw Collateral, the new Tom Cruise, Jamie Foxx film directed by Michael Mann.
You know, I read all the reviews on this, and I was interested in this, and I was going to go see it, and I still might. But I read one review that had one sentence that drove me away. And maybe you can confirm this, where it said, in the end, you're going to be constantly asking yourself and telling yourself, well, this could never happen. Well, that could never happen. Well, that's not possible. And I hate movies like that.
There was one particular point where you say that. You're like, give me a break.
I don't like
this
that.
Could tie up into this neat little package in the end, and everything will be okay, and everyone walks into the sunset perfect. Mm-hmm. There is no... Now, they got you sold. Because it's a really good movie for the first hour. It's a really cool premise. Jamie Foxx is a cab driver. And by the way...
Underrated actor, man.
He's pretty good.
You know, I read one sentence in reviews of this movie that turned me off to it, too.
Tom Cruise is in it?
No. Starring Jamie Foxx.
You gotta...
Man, you understand that you're in for...
You have got to... I'm not going to say get over that, Ron, but you got to give this guy a chance. I mean, he's been in a couple movies lately that have been real good. Did you see Ali?
No.
Where he played Bundini Brown.
Man, he was...
Another Michael Mann film.
He was phenomenal in that movie.
I think.
I mean, Jamie Foxx
He's playing Ray Charles.
Yeah, and not only is he playing Ray Charles, they are saying...
I've heard it's great.
They are saying Oscar shoo-in. He's that good. Have you seen the previews for that?
No.
It looks damn good.
Boy, he pulls it off.
He looks just like it.
Whew. You got to go see that.
You might need to give him a shot, Runs.
Maybe I do.
He's not the same guy that you used to think on the Jamie Foxx show. I mean, he's evolved as an actor.
Yeah, he's really good.
Not only that, he's a good Texas boy. He's from Terrell.
But what is so great about Tom Cruise?
What do you mean, what's so great about him?
What's so great about him?
He's a pretty good actor.
Is he?
Yes.
Or is he a one-trick pony?
He was great in Born on the 4th of July.
All right, I give you that.
He was great in...
Overacted.
What was the pool? The one
Spielberg
Paul Newman was
movie?
In? No, the Paul Newman was in where he played the hustler.
Oh, Color Money.
He was real good in that.
Risky Business.
He was great in Risky Business.
I liked all his kid
He
movies.
Was phenomenal
all the right
in Top
moves.
Gun.
He was great. He wasn't phenomenal, and that was a cheesy ass movie.
It was a pretty good movie.
Top Gun.
Yeah, we're all with Top Gun.
I thought he was fantastic in it.
He's a good-looking guy that overacts.
I mean, he's had some stinkers, but he's had some really good movies.
What about Vanilla Sky?
Horrible.
Good. Was it?
Good song, though. Paul McCartney.
What about Eyes Wide Shut?
Great movie.
Awful. Horrible.
Awful.
Now, he was
He was good in it.
He was great.
That was just
that.
A bad story.
I don't think he can pull off... I don't think he can fight through being Tom Cruise. Like, I don't buy into him as being, like, a character-type actor.
Well, they said this is the departure, because
he's playing a bad guy. Yeah, and whatever. I mean, there's no difference between... I mean, you still root for him. You root for him as the bad guy.
Once again, because he's Tom Cruise.
You can't
fight through that. What about Mission Impossible? He's pretty good in those.
Those are terrible.
They are bad.
Awful. America?
Hey, you never got to the premise of this movie. You got sidetracked on Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx plays a cab driver, and Tom Cruise, at the beginning of one evening in Los Angeles, says, hey, you know, can you take me so-and-so? And he gets in the cab, sure. By the way, this didn't give anything away. It's all in the previews. And he flashes, like, I don't know, $800,000 and says, look, can you take me around the whole night? I have 5 places I need to go. I need to get there in a hurry. You obviously know your way around town. Can you do this for me? Sure. Well, the first stop, a body falls on Jamie Foxx's cab from an apartment. And then he realizes that, you know, something's gone wrong. He's like, what the hell's going on? And Tom Cruise comes running down and basically holds him hostage the whole movie, making him do all this stuff, drive him around to all his sites at gunpoint. And it's really believable because Tom Cruise plays a hitman trying to snuff out all these witnesses to this high-profile trial. And I really got sucked into it until the freaking end, man, when it was just so tied together in a perfect bow to where you're like, the chances of this happening are 1 in a billion. Of this cab driver picking up Tom Cruise, and there's another passenger that he picks up at the beginning of the movie who plays a role in it at the end. You're like, come on, there's no way. But it's real stylish, and, you know, it's a cool shot movie. But, man,
Didn't like it?
I don't recommend it, because you just can't fight through that ending.
I want to hear about the Hammer
movie. What do you give
it?
Oh, I guess a B+.
Oh, dear. You give it a B+?
Oh, dear.
Yeah. You know, no, wait.
I'm not going to have time for
I give it a B+.
Not going to have time for
me. I'm going to give it an A-.
I give it an A- too.
All right. Then we're square.
No. I give it a B+.
Okay.
This is my kryptonite, Greg.
Now, you remember, I gave it an A-.
Yours, this is mine.
I gave it an A-.
Well, wait a minute. I thought I gave it an A-.
No, you just gave it a B+.
I did?
Yeah, you changed.
Okay, well, I'm going to give it an A-.
Okay, that's what we're both cool then on that. Okay, Greg.
No, I'm going to give it a B+.
I love that gag.
All right, what did the Hammer see and when did he see it?
Saturday night, I went and saw Open Water.
Open Water.
Okay, now this...
It's all over the papers.
Yep. This is a story about two
lovers.
Now, they're married. It's a married couple. And they're both very career-oriented, you can tell. And they get a couple days off, and they decide they're going to go to the Caribbean and go scuba diving.
Hooray!
And basically, the premise of the movie is they got out in the middle of the ocean. They all went scuba diving. They all jumped off the boat. And when they surfaced to the top, the boat was gone. And they're out in the middle of the ocean.
Based on a true story.
Based on a true story.
Where did the boat go?
Basically, and this isn't going to give it off too much, basically they do head counts on the boat, and they got mixed up on the head count. They thought everybody was in the boat. They thought everybody was there. And so they took off. And that's about all I can tell you.
So this actually happened?
Oh, this yeah. It's all based
that
on a true
happen.
Story. Yeah.
And there they are left alone in the middle of the ocean.
Middle of the ocean. And...
Just fighting through it.
Do they make it? Do they not? I'm going to leave that up to you.
So for the bulk of the movie, this is two people the whole time.
Pretty much the whole movie.
It's getting really good reviews. Did you like it?
I loved it. I thought it was a really, really good movie. It's one of those movies you can tell that... They shot it on the cheap.
Cost $100,000 to make.
But it's very well done. It's very, very well done. Now, I will tell you this one story. If you want to spend your $8 on this, you're going to be entertained. But I'm going to tell you one reason why you should go see it if you're a guy. All right, Ron, here's what they're doing. It shows this couple, and the way the movie opens up, they're getting ready to go, and you can tell they're both on cell phones, and people are calling them, and they just can't get away from their jobs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then they go to this country. It never tells what country it is, but I think it happened in Belize where it happened. So they get there, and it shows them what they did through the day. You know, they're going through the market, and they're doing this, they're doing that, and you know, they put in a big day of tourism. Then they cut to the guy. And by the way, the girl in this is about the hottest thing you've ever seen. I mean, phenomenal looking.
I saw a picture of her in USA Today. She's really hot.
Unbelievably good looking and a terrific body. So then after a long day of you know, touring around and going to the market and the beach and everything.
And hot sex.
No hot sex. No. They cut to the guy and he's brushing his teeth. And that's what you do. They're getting
ready. They weren't lovers.
Hold on. The guy's brushing his teeth. Then they cut to her in the bed, and she's reading in the bed. And they're going to bed.
Bitch.
The only problem is she's laying there 100% completely, totally nude, Al.
Totally nude, Al.
Totally nude, Al. Butt, boobs, and beeve.
Butt.
Really?
The troika, huh?
Yes. That took about probably about 15, 20 seconds of her laying there completely, totally naked, Al.
What's the point?
And then there is no point at all. That totally does not belong in that movie.
But it's worth it.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Grooming issues?
But
not really.
Beaver.
Not really. All look pretty delicious to me.
I'm going to see that this week.
I'm telling you, it's worth the $8 to see that 20 seconds.
And it's only playing in two theaters.
It's a really good movie. It's very interesting. It's very creepy. You know, I've heard a lot of people describe it as scary. And, you know, I suppose it is because the premise is so scary because, you know, you put yourself out there. You know, you pop up. You know, you've had 30 minutes under the water and you pop up. And there's no boat to pick you up. And immediately you're thinking, well, they'll be back to pick us up. Do they? I'm not going to give it away.
Wasn't that called Castaway?
No. Mm-mm. That's where he was.
He was on an island.
They would have loved, I will tell you this, they would have loved to have been on an island. Go see it, man. It's a good movie.
All right, are we prepared for a few community quick hits?
Oh, are we ever? What an incident over in Fort Worth yesterday.